It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone was like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
You are looking live at Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Billy Walters, LeBron James of Sports Bettors, reveals what's in his upcoming tell-all book in a one-hour special tomorrow here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Brett Musburger sat down with Walters to discuss his life growing up in Kentucky, his move out of Vegas, how he rose to fame as Vegas' most feared sports bettor, relationship with Mickelson, time in prison, and much more. Go to VSiN.com for a sneak peek, including his lean for Sunday's Super Bowl. Full interview, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Thursday.
We are live for the rest of the week at the Media Row in downtown Phoenix for the Super Bowl, but also going on this week, it is the Waste Management Open, and our good buddy Indy Jeff Seeley joins the program now to hopefully give us a winner or two with the matchups this weekend. Jeff, thanks for the time as always. I know that you were out here last year, if you can describe how fun this event is. My Uber driver yesterday and a person who I know has lived in Phoenix for like 20 years both told me they're expecting probably 200,000 plus on Saturday alone. That's insane for a golf tournament.
Yeah, there's no question. I was there last year, as you said, and honestly, it's one of the few events that's as advertised. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. I went by a suite on 16. We actually had a suite on 18. And, yeah, I mean, very, very few things live up to the hype. That definitely lived up to the hype. Although this year, I think, you know, it's going to be insane. This might be the year to take a pass and go next year. I definitely plan to go back next year. It's a ton of fun. Highly recommend anybody get a chance to go. The most fun golf tournament I've attended.
Okay, so you can get the Cutmaker podcast available iTunes, Spotify, all of your spots that you get podcasts at, and join the Telegram channel as well for all the picks. So, Jeff, break down the course overall then, and because of how it's laid out, some of the guys that you want to – let's begin with this. Some of the guys at the top of the odds board that you want to fade.
Yeah, guys, I'm not playing anybody under 20-1. So I'm fading Rahm, Rory, Scheffler, Finau, Xander, all those guys. And again, I'm going to look to make plays maybe after the round if I can get one of them at 20-1 or so. If somebody runs out and shoots a 64, 65, and one of those guys shoot even par, I might look to play him at, you know, at a later number. But no, I'm passing on those guys just because this field is so talented, so deep. While certainly one of those guys can win, I don't expect him to. And you know, this is an elevated event, one of the $20 million prize pools. So the certainly the best field we've ever seen here. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. And just showing those names, Rahm, Rory, Scheffler, Finau, Xander, that tells you how tough this tournament's going to be. And those prices are just too low in those guys right now.
Yep. Okay. So let's begin around 20-1. Hmm. You like Colin Morikawa as one of the guys you want to bet for the outrights this week. I've heard other people make the same exact case for Colin. Tell us why you like him.
I like Morikawa a lot. I bet him at 23-1, and his price has dropped like a rock. Maybe that's why, because other people probably like him too. I expect him to carry a lot of DFS ownership. We talk about that, but his form's elite coming in, and he's had a decent showing here in his only trip. We all know Morikawa is the best iron player on the planet, and he's just also a very accurate driver of the golf ball. Putting is not super difficult here, and we all know that's kind of his bugaboo. If he can just putt field average here just decently, Morikawa is really going to compete. If you can get him in anything 20-1 or better, that's a good price on Morikawa, and that's the lowest guy I would play on the board, 21 Morikawa.
All right, how about explain your thought process with Young and Kim here?
Sure. So Cameron Young, I played him at 29-1. You can find him at that today. Another absolutely tremendous driver of the golf ball. Putting should be relatively easy. His putting can run very hot and very cold. But then, again, there's nothing crazy here on the greens. And he has great form coming in. He has a win and two more top threes in his last seven events, guys, including a second place finish last week at the Saudi where he gained over 15 shots on the field. He finished 26th here last year, so he knows what to expect. We know this is going to be a unique environment. But I think Cam Young makes for great overall play in general. And if I got one person I have to pick to win, I would pick Tom Kim. He's never played here. I think he can get it done in this atmosphere. You know, it's a party atmosphere, and Tom Kim is a fun guy. We've seen it in the President's Cup. This is the kind of atmosphere that's right up his alley. You've got to hit good straight drives here. Tom Kim does that as good as anyone. He's as good a wedge player as there is right now. And, guys, his form has really been something to see that I don't think a lot of people have noticed or maybe forgotten about going into this. In the last 9 months, Tom Kim has played in 20 events, most on the PGA and a handful on the Asian Tour. In those 20 events, he's finished in the top seven 11 times, including two wins and two runners-up. And any more guys, when I really dig into it and you look at Tom Kim, he doesn't look anything like Webb Simpson, but he profiles a lot like a younger, better Webb Simpson. And who won here in 2020? Webb Simpson. So you can find Tom Kim at 30-1. If you find that price, I think it's a great play. Again, as always, I like these guys top 10, 20, top 20 as well. But certainly if I'm going to buy my one pick to win, if I had a gun in my head, certainly for the price, Tom Kim would be my play.
Well, I mean, I don't say a huge name, but Billy Horschel is well-known, and the guy's had a nice career. What, 110-1, and he's in good form.
Yeah, guys. I mean, I my two long shots this week are Shane Lowry at 80-1. Probably my two favorite bets of the week are Shane Lowry and Billy Horschel, top 40. They're both minus 110 to top 40, and I found a book that has a no-dead heat rule. So you get them top 40, they tie top 40, you're getting paid your full bet. Shane Lowry spent the last month or so playing in the desert, comes in here in decent form, finished second in the Hero Cup just 3 weeks ago, and Shane Lowry's 80-1. This is a major champion winner, guys. And then, Pauly, you said it. Billy Horschel is 110-1 on DraftKings. Look at Billy Ho's last three tournaments, or ignore his last one, and then look at his prior seven. In those events, he has a win and three more inside the top 13. You can find him right now at, again, top 40 at minus 110, I mentioned, and he's plus 330 to finish top 20 on DraftKings. Billy Ho has finished inside the top 10 in two of his three trips here. So you should absolutely be firing on Billy Ho this week. Top 40, top 20, top 10, and maybe even a little bit sprinkled on 110-1 Billy Ho outright. I think it's a super interesting play this week.
Yeah, you're gonna find some big names down the board here, guys, because it is an absolutely, Jeff, this is a major type level of field that we're talking about here.
No, there's no question. But Mitch, Billy Ho wouldn't be 110-1 at the Masters. I mean,
no,
that's the
be.
Thing. I mean, that's what's so crazy. You're absolutely right. It is, but the price is so good on a guy who, you know, do I expect Billy Ho to win? No, but would it be a shocker? No. And that's just it. I mean, this is a guy who competed in the President's Cup, you know, the FedEx Cup down the wire. He's won the FedEx Cup before. This guy is not afraid of big moments, big stages. He's been performed well here. It's just an unbelievable price. I mean, plus 330 top 20 is amazing.
Mm-hmm. What do you like for a cross-sport prop that involves the golf tournament and the Super Bowl?
Yeah, guys, there's a couple. Some of them are hard to find in some books, but the one I did find that I liked, actually, Jeff Davis and I talked about this a little bit on the pod yesterday, is Mahomes passing yards versus the winning golfer's score. And really, there is a very tight range of outcomes, I think, in terms of the golfer's final score. I expect the final score to be somewhere between, you know, 17 and 20 under. That said, Mahomes' range of outcomes from passing yards, you know, is anywhere between 250 and 300 plus. So if I were going to bet this, I would take Mahomes' passing yards just because I think there's a lot more upside than there is in terms of the winning score.
Very cool. And again, you can check out the Cutmaker Pod. It's cutmakerpod.com. And wherever you get your podcast, join the Telegram channel as well to get all the picks. And like you said, this week's pod is with Jeff Davis. Awesome when it comes to betting golf and talking about betting golf. He is the leading golf odds maker at Circa Sportsbook. Jeff, great talking to you as always, my man. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, fellas. Have fun.
Yep, thank you. There you go.
Thanks, Jeff.
He's right with that. I mean, some of those prices are like Shane Lowry, 80-1. I get it. I mean, the field is completely stacked. But if you don't want to, you know, take a shot with those guys at those long numbers, Jeff brings this up every single week. You can look top 20. You can look top 40. And as he said, both of those guys are minus 110 to be in the top 40.
The no dead heat rule.
How about that?
Jeez.
That's a very strong offer if you can find that.
Yeah. I think Wes Reynolds did it again, too, last week. He had number one and number two.
Paul, he hit them
Wes
both.
Wes is nuts. Yeah, I know.
He does the Long Shots podcast here on VSiN. Yeah, he had, come on.
One on the podcast and one in the, yeah, he tipped in the VSiN.com.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, first and second. Yeah, I think he's done that twice in a month now or whatever the hell he does.
I think it was Answer in the one, Abraham Answer, and then what, Justin Rose in the other one at Pebble Beach, which concluded on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are always fun to hit. Some of these, I mean, Jeff Seeley goes on heaters. Wes goes on heaters. Matt Reynolds, Matt Humans here on VSiN, he goes on them.
Jeff just had a winner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids nails, but yeah, I wanted to give some love to our Wes, too.
And again, if you're just tuning in, he likes Morikawa, Cameron Young, Tom Kim. The long shots were Shane Lowry, Billy Horschel. And make sure that you bookmark that website, the link, it's vsin.com/picks, where you can go and find out to all the picks from guests and hosts throughout all of the programming every single day here. We are live in downtown Phoenix for the site of the Super Bowl this week. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard here on VSiN. Up next, we'll get into is it real or is it Fugazi? The Super Bowl location should be on a 3 or 4 city rotation. Is that real? Is it Fugazi? We'll discuss that coming up next, live in Phoenix here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
A lot going on at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Ton of specials. Same game parlay. Bet and get. Great house specials. Someone score three touchdowns in the game. Live bet and get. Octopus football squares game. Going up to 10 grand in bonus money. Place $10 or more on qualifying bets. You get a square on the house. If your numbers on your square match the final score, you win. Restrictions on wagers, eligible bonus, credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to make you a friend of ours.
That would mean you were a made guy.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
Because that's a fugazi. All right? That's a fugazi. I looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better bettor.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
An odd thing you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead. And it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
All right, Pauly, I'm no, Super Bowl snob, or, you know, you got to have the best hotels and the best restaurants, but realistically speaking here, the Super Bowl location should be on a 3-4 city rotation, New Orleans, Miami, L.A., and we'll see how it goes next year in Las Vegas. Is that real or is that fugazi?
Years ago, I would have said real. Now I say fugazi.
Ah.
I think you have to expand the rotation. And, this is a great spot. We get it next year. New Orleans and Miami, you can't go wrong there as well. But I don't think New York was a good idea.
Neither do I.
Jacksonville was a bad idea.
Yes.
People love Indy, though.
Indy's a great town.
You had fun in Indy, too. Okay.
Yep.
How was Detroit? Were you in Detroit?
I love Detroit.
You liked it? Okay.
Yep.
See, I mean, I think.
But, okay, so if you're going to do that, I actually, like 15 years ago, I was making the point that you need to have the Super Bowl in every single NFL city, including Green Bay. Huh? Think about that. But
yeah,
then there's no chance they could host it.
Right.
They don't have enough hotels. The airport interest, it would never happen.
Everyone was so mad with the Jacksonville Super Bowl.
Yeah, so you forget about that,
happening?
Right? But to give fans what they really want, like, should it not be like in a warm weather spot destination like almost every single year? The New York thing probably was not ideal. I was at the Jacksonville Super Bowl. And you're going to get this from, like, a lot of media. They're going to piss and moan and complain about everything.
Yes.
Jacksonville was not awful. It was strange.
Spread out and everything, yeah.
The first guy I got into a car with in Jacksonville, no joke. Jacksonville got the Super Bowl. Takes me from the hotel room to the downtown convention center. And when I got into the taxi, I told him where I was going. He's in his 50s. And I said, are you in town just for the Super Bowl? You driving? He goes, no, born and raised here. Where are you going? I don't know where that's at. You were born and raised in Jacksonville the 1 week in the history of mankind they're ever going to have the Super Bowl, and you don't know where the location is for the convention center?
Never heard of it.
I'm like, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But
I have to expand the list. Fugazi. I have to expand it. Needs more in the rotation.
How
Need
does
a better
go?
Rotation.
How does it go next year?
It's going to be bedlam.
Oh, God.
Pandemonium. Chaos. Real or Fugazi, DeRozan or LaVine to the Lakers is more attractive and better for business for what we do than Aaron Rodgers to Las Vegas?
Oh, I'm going to say Fugazi because it is the NFL. It's still the NFL. Well,
haven't you had enough at this point? Now I'm going on a darkness retreat for 4 days.
And part of me respects it a little bit.
You put the food in the slot. I mean, yeah. Where you come up with this stuff, right? It's like he could say anything now. It's like, okay, well, that's Rodgers. Now what he's up to.
Can I find this on Airbnb? Is that an option?
The darkness?
I want to check this out once.
The
yeah.
darkness, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can barely see you. Oh, my God.
You know what? I would say that because it's the NFL, but also it would be nice if the Lakers would get for the next couple of months.
You got to.
That'd be huge.
Yes, you got to get the Lakers relevant, be a contender again. Forget what happened in the bubble. It's been a bad run for 10 years.
Right.
It's been a bad run.
Yeah.
And you can't send out LeBron like this as well. Forget about Leicester City. I would say Leicester City is the biggest upset of all time. Sports betting maybe with anything. But real or Fugazi, bigger upset than Leicester City. If you're sitting down in 1987 watching the movie The Predator with the chopper scene, and you say to somebody, you see that? That's two future governors with Schwarzenegger and Ventura. Real or Fugazi? Bigger upset than Leicester City, 5,000-1.
I got to go Fugazi. It's still Leicester City.
Ah, come on.
I love Predator. Anything was possible with that movie. Stemming from that masterpiece, yes, of
those
course.
Those guys were future governors?
I'll buy into it. It's very entertaining. The movie's outstanding.
Professional wrestler? Uh-huh. And oh, my God.
I've watched the movie 30. I could watch that movie today after the show, and I'd be wildly entertained.
I love it. I love it.
It's phenomenal.
It is.
I think it probably holds up, by the way. The Gatling gun scene doesn't hold up today. If you made the movie, are you going to make that scene that much better?
That holds up. Yeah, Commando and this other stuff doesn't, but that's...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about that Rambo. I don't know.
Oh, how good was Mac? I see you in those trees.
Yeah, great movie.
Mac is so good.
Sure, on all the time, too.
Yep. The I can't bet against Mahomes crowd will need to change their tune if the Chiefs lose to the Eagles. Real Fugazi.
I'm going to hedge. It depends what happens. How do they lose? So you lose in overtime to Brady, but you don't get the ball. Then last year you blew a big lead against Cincinnati. And then the Tampa game, you were decimated by injury with the offensive line. I got to see how it looks. You might be on something.
Oh, because that's
something there.
That's for the people who say that. They got pounded against the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
They gave away a big lead against the Bengals last year.
That was a strange game, right? The decision before halftime again, but yeah.
Yeah. What if they don't come back against the 49ers in the Super Bowl?
Oh, true. Very good.
You know?
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're down 10 in that game, right? Yeah.
LeBron will eventually have records that are more difficult to break than Tom Brady. Real or Fugazi? He could get to...
Well, you're talking about 18 years old. What if he plays till he's 42, 44?
All right.
That's... You can't touch that stuff.
If he plays more years than Brady did in the NFL?
It's more likely we see a LeBron James than a Tom Brady.
Oh, boy.
A guy comes out of high school and it... What this? He's not supposed to play this long in the NFL, and at that level, though.
Well, but look at LeBron's body.
Yeah, but look at 10 Super Bowls, though. I understand.
How many finals appearances? Didn't LeBron make like 8 or 9 in a row for the Eastern Conference?
Yeah.
So he's got at least, 10, 11 finals appearances probably? He's going to have, if he wants to play, he can probably get to 45,000 points?
I guess I could see that again, though, where in terms of the guy comes in, he's a superstar out of high school. He has immediate success, and then he joins a couple of his buddies, and they have a great situation, a dynasty, right? But to be Belichick and Brady have ruined it for everyone. Marino, one Super Bowl. Breeze, been to one Super Bowl, rather. Rodgers, one ring. Favre, one ring. Brady's has been 10 Super Bowls.
You know what, give me a
Brady
number.
Brady has 7.
I changed my mind. Give me a number on Cam Thomas.
Now, how about that story? Now,
where do you make his player prop?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you see that list, guys? You have that prop ready? That tweet ready? go back to guys that young to have backed, or the list where you have guys who have scored 40 points three games in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy wasn't doing anything. He was hardly playing. Then he goes 40, 40, 40 at that age? That's crazy.
Okay. It's Jordan, Kobe, Iverson, Moses Malone, Bernard King, Dantley, Giannis, Booker. It's a long list. Lillard, Harden, Carmelo, Westbrook, Durant, and Curry.
Yeah, but then, look who's on the list.
Cam Thomas, all of a sudden.
Yeah. They go for 40, 40, 40. Okay.
Okay.
Real or Fugazi? It's not a lie if you believe it. How's your poker face?
That's real.
You could pass a Paulie?
That's real.
You're going in your line. You could pass a Paulie.
Oh, no, I don't have to pass a Paulie. That's a different story.
Remember Basic Instinct? Sharon Stone lies. Michael Douglas.
Do I remember
lying.
Basic Instinct?
No, but the scene, though.
Maybe better than Predator.
Great movie.
Yeah.
How do you know she's lying? Because I know people have beat it.
Yeah.
I guess when he was hopped up after with the shooting incident, they got out of it. Michael Douglas knew. He beat the Paulie.
I got Pepsi. It's not the same thing now, is it?
Yeah,
I don't think I could beat. I don't. That's tough.
There's no way I could do that.
Can you pull your inner Costanza?
I couldn't do that.
Okay.
I don't know how my poker face is. I think I'm an okay liar. I know my poker face, but that I think the machine would be going wild if I was in that situation.
Yeah.
Where she volunteers to take the poll.
Yeah, I think as soon as I sit down, it's going to go brrrr like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right, right.
Moving forward, the next 30 hours will be the most important stretch the Lakers ever have with LeBron on their roster. Real or Fugazi?
Fugazi. You can swing and miss at the deadline, or you don't make a sexy move, but you could still get a Kyrie or someone in the summer. Still a possibility. Okay. You can't be surprised if this doesn't work out in Dallas. And it's like, I'll say, and maybe it's his whole plan the whole time. Maybe this was the whole plan he had.
Yep.
Get me out of the Nets. I wanted to go to the Lakers anyways. We couldn't make it work.
Okay, quickly. I can't wait to hear this answer. A simple cheese pie will tell you how good a pizza place is. Real or Fugazi?
A simple cheese pie?
That's it. Give me the cheese. And you'll know exactly what you're in for.
I don't order that, though. I never. Yeah,
well, of course.
I never get that.
Yeah, you're the meat lover's guy,
I
right?
am. Yeah, yeah sure. Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Sure.
14 years old over
yeah.
here.
Come on, John's on Times Square.
Get the cheese.
Oh,
get
couldn't
the
cheese. Do it.
Vince Papale is going to join the program coming up next. His life was made into a movie. It was a great movie, Invincible. What were the odds that actually happened to him, right, when he was actually playing with the Eagles? And is this the best Philly team he's ever seen?
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Billy Walters, greatest sports bettor of all time, reveals what's in his upcoming tell-all book in a one-hour special Thursday here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Brent Musburger sat down with Walters to discuss his life growing up in Kentucky, how he rose to fame as the most feared sports bettor, his relationship with Phil Mickelson, and his time in prison. Go to VSiN.com for a sneak peek, including his lean for the Super Bowl. Full interview, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Thursday.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Vince Papale joins the program now. The inspiration for the 2006 film Invincible. He was portrayed by Mark Wahlberg, and now Vince has a podcast, Gabbing with Invincible, which he does with his daughter. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
Good morning. I wish I were out there in Phoenix with you, but I just came in from West Palm Beach to Philadelphia and getting ready for a wild next 7,200 hours. It's going to get crazy here in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding. If you could go back to when this first was happening in real life, make the odds on your life turning into what turned out to be a very popular and successful movie.
Well, I guess the odds makers back then, I'm going to have to listen in on your shows here. Maybe I'll get a couple tips and lay a few bucks, because I'm going to be doing an event actually at the Borgata and for the game in Atlantic City. So I'll be right there ready to roll. I'll just run right up to the sports desk. But the odds, I don't know. I don't know what the odds were. For me, it was insurmountable odds, but somebody went to say it was like a million to one, whatever. You know, it's just I got a shot of a lifetime from Coach Ramil, and I took a run at it, and I wasn't going to let anybody tell me I couldn't do it, and, you know, it worked out. And then 20 years later, you know, Mark Wahlberg becomes me, and here we go. You know, it was like it's the coolest thing you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. What'd you think of that? You're 6'2". He's 5'7".
That's all right. He played big, man. I mean, the guy's got a big heart. So.
Yeah.
What they did? This is really cool. They took on like Howard Carmichael, our wide receiver, number 17 in the movie. And he's 6'6", 6'7". Well, the actor that they brought in, he was an Arena Football League guy, was 6'2". So they pared everybody down a little bit. That's all right. You know, it didn't make a difference about size. It's about what Mark he brought to the screen and how he captured what I was doing and trying to do. And man, he was fantastic, and we're still great friends.
Excellent. Take us through the workout. Are you nervous? Do you realize this is it? This is my big shot. And how'd you feel about going into the workout with the Eagles and Vermeil?
It was pretty weird because I was in the Eagles locker room for the first time prior to the workout, and I was a season ticket holder for 10 years, and I was so enthralled with that locker room, and I went out one door into the other. Here I was in the Phillies locker room. When I got back out, everybody was gone, and I was actually late for getting into this tryout, and I come running up across the JFK Stadium where they used to have the Army-Navy game and some stock car races, and I come running up, and Coach Vermeil says, "What's up, 83? How come you're late?" I had a couple of equipment issues, right? And well, I popped it. At least I caught his attention because I popped the 40. And it was really cool because my dad was in the stadium there. I think there was one person watching it. And my dad took a day off from Westinghouse. And he came, and I heard him up in the stands, "Come on, Vinny, you can do it. Come on, Vincey." And that was all I needed. There were no nerves. You know, I really didn't expect it was going to be anything. It's just, why not give it a shot? It was there. But then after it was over, I said, "Hey, throw the ball to him." And I did a 7-on-7, and that was great. And that was like in the rough touch legs. And then before you know it, Coach Vermeil and I are having that conversation like they showed in the movie, but that was in the elevator in the stadium. And 15 minutes later, I was signing a $21,000 contract to be a Philadelphia Eagle, which was pretty cool.
Man, do you consider yourself a pioneer? What happened? I mean, Adam Thielen was signed based on a workout. The Eagles signed. Didn't the Eagles sign a construction worker in 07 or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, Adam Thielen. We love Adam Thielen. Actually, my son Vinny, who's playing the USFL, had been compared to Adam. It's that kind of a thing. And hey, listen, you know, it's all about anybody in life. You get the opportunity, you got to be ready. Coach Vermeil has a great saying. Hey, it says opportunity is worth preparation. And when you get it, you know, you get it. I'm looking right now at Janet. She got an opportunity to wear USA on her jersey, and she pulled it off, and she got it. And she was told that she probably wouldn't go anywhere with it, you know, and here she is. So, you know, it's pretty cool. You just, you know, no matter what it is and whatever that dream or vision is, the other day somebody gave us great things. When you have a vision without a game plan, it's a fantasy. So, you know, give it your shot and put your plan together and, you know, give it everything you got.
How were you treated by your teammates originally, right away?
Well, they didn't really like my style of play because I was coming I was coming out of semi-pro football, and it was pretty rough and tumble. And, you know, if it was a different color than you were wearing, you know, you hit it in terms of the uniform. And, guys didn't like it. If there was a sweep to the left on a running play and there's a cornerback on the right, I would just angle up and take him out. And, I caught a couple toes in the ribs and stuff like that. But you know what? Eventually, you know, I won them over, and they voted me captain of the team.
Can this happen to another player, you think, in today's age? And does your story happen if you're 20, 22, 23 years old today?
Well, you know, Brock Purdy was a pretty good story coming up and into what was going on last week, you know, with the Eagles and the 49ers or a couple of weeks ago. I mean, that's just a fantastic story, you know, Mr. Irrelevant. But he was drafted. I don't know the way things are structured right now that they're going to have that kind of a free agent tryout. And are those athletes like me that are out there at 30 years old? Without a doubt, there's guys out there that could definitely play. And I see some of the lack of fundamentals in the game right now. Guys would just die to be given the opportunity to show them that they can tackle, they can do this, they can do that. But I don't really think that the opportunity is going to be there now the way it's structured and with the combine. You know, it was pretty pure back then, you know. And Coach Vermeil, his mentor actually was George Allen. And George Allen back in the early 70s picked a guy out by the name of Herb Mulkey out of a free agent tryout like that. And, you know, that's how this whole thing. So it wasn't a publicity stunt. It was because he was looking for one guy to be a bomb squatter, and turned out that I happened to be that guy, which was pretty cool.
You mentioned Borgata. Tell us what you're doing now, and what and if you want to promote anything.
I'm doing that. Well, actually, my family, my son Vinny and daughter Gabrielle and my wife Janet's been a realtor for 4 years. We have the Papali Group, and pretty cool real estate team in three states: Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And at the Borgata on Sunday, I'm going to be doing a meet and greet. You know, it's what they call a watch party, and going to be hanging out sure. with, I guess, the high rollers and doing that. And then I'm hitting a mall for an autograph session. And I actually have an event tomorrow that is going to be right in the stadium area in what they call Xfinity Live, and it's going to be right where the tryout was. And they want me to. It's going to be a surprise, and I'm going to be wearing my jersey. I'll be out of my mind doing
wow.
this. You know, I'm going to be able to feel. I'm going to be able to feel it. You know, I'll be able to see the vet right across the street. I mean, you know, it'll all be in my mind, my images, and I'm so excited about doing that. So I'm pretty busy.
Wow.
You know, I was hoping maybe I'd be out there with you guys, hanging out at Radio Row and all, but things just happened here in Philadelphia. And said, you know what? I'm a Philly guy, and I want to be around the fans here. It's going to be crazy, let's go Birds, fly Eagles, fly, man. It's going to be really cool.
Very cool. Our guest here, Vince Papale, and obviously his movie, his life was made into a movie, and he was portrayed by Mark Wahlberg. It was in 2006 called Invincible, and now Vince's podcast is called Gabbing with Invincible, and you do it with your daughter. Is this the best Eagles team? We have like 30 seconds here. Best Eagles team that you've ever seen?
Well, that's that one that Doug Peterson put together that won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago was pretty far up there. You know, this has got some great talent. Everybody seems to be healthy. You know, the attitude back then was next man up. You know, now everybody's sort of there, and some great talent. It's got to be right up there with one of the top three, top five. You know, they've got some tremendous personnel, but you know, you got to deliver, man, and you're going against the. You know, you're going Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you know, and guys that have been there before. And a lot of our guys haven't been there before, except from Doug's holdovers. So it's going to be interesting. And tell you what, I wouldn't count the Eagles out. You know, I mean, it's Philly. This is what Philly's all about. And they got guts. And let's see what Nick Sirianni does with them.
Vince, enjoy the weekend. Good luck with the event at the Borgata. Thanks for the time today. We really appreciate that.
Oh, I appreciate you guys very much. And if you have any tips, give me a call. You got my phone number. Text them in to me, will you?
Okay, will do. Okay. Will do. Take care.
Sports that. See you later. Bye.
Yep, no problem.
Sanders over.
Note, by the way, Mark Wahlberg, who played Vince Papale, he moved to the Las Vegas area recently. He wants to turn it into the new Hollywood.
Yeah.
He was. He's filming a movie at Aria right now.
Yeah, I saw that. Hollywood 2.0, he wants to make Las Vegas.
Yep.
The workout wouldn't have gone well for me. The nerves. Everything's on the line.
No. Yeah. Up next, the odds on a gambling network broadcasting from the Super Bowl site were incalculable not that long ago.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get up to Bet Rivers, online sportsbook, the place to be, great specials, dynamite house specials every day. Will someone score three touchdowns in the big game? The same game parlay, bet and get the live, bet and get the squares, going up to 10,000 by playing their squares. $10 or more qualifying bets get the free square on the house. Full terms and conditions available, betriversquares.com. Tony Rizzo from Cleveland came over, said hello, and a talk show host, and he had an individual take his shoes off on the plane.
That's always fun.
Did you encounter anything?
No, negative. Not on the flight yesterday.
Oh, I did.
People getting up?
Yep, right away. Yep. In the back. I'm in the back. Where are you going? You can't go anywhere.
Are they stretching, Paulie?
No. And the guy, older guy, is immediately doing the, no, what's going on up there? This guy isn't even moving.
Yeah.
I'm like, he can't go anywhere. And then the lady says to me, are you getting up? Are you going? Yeah, I'm getting up, but it's when it's my turn. It goes in order. I mean, we're living in a society here.
So there was one guy in the row behind me who got up before our row. Anybody did it from our row?
I know. Immediately with the seatbelt off.
But it turns out he was an older gentleman.
Yeah.
And he was with the guy who was in my row, so he wanted to piggyback that guy. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Hey, old man, sit down. Take a seat, pal.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Not in my watch. Get out of here.
I can't believe it. I mean, these married couple, it was just incredible. Older people, and it's like you can't. You're in the back. You can't go anywhere.
Of course, yeah. No, you're kind of stuck.
You go.
You want to go at the back?
They're
not going to open this door. By the way, you've been on a plane lately. They're not going to open that up.
He's like, it's been open for 5 minutes, and the guy in the front row is not even getting up. He can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
What do you expect him to do?
Amazing.
Everyone's out to get you. Like it's a big conspiracy. We want to, Mike from Montana. Stick it to him.
The security line was tricky again yesterday. People still don't understand the security line. Because now when you do it into the bin, the big buckets, the bins, whatever, and people, they put their stuff in there, and then they don't push them up to the rail that's moving, like the conveyor belt.
They didn't push
They
it.
Leave them, and then it's just like, yeah, you're going to take care of my stuff, right? And they get in the line to go through.
Oh, they did that?
No, that's not the way. And then people who, I've been waiting, it's clearly my turn, my things go next, and then they just cut right in front of you, and they think that no, you were just behind me by like three people. You don't get to cut the line here, chief.
Huh.
Knock it off.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't encounter any of that.
It's very annoying.
Sure. We haven't seen the animals, emotional support stuff at all.
Yeah.
I know a lot of it's gone away, and then the other animals that take their shoes off and barefoot as well. This is only my second Super Bowl Radio Row. The other one, I would believe it was luck would have it, was out here as well when the Giants shocked the world and beat the Patriots, and we didn't get the undefeated season.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been part of several Super Bowls.
Yeah.
We've lived in Las Vegas for over 20 years. I know you took a small detour in San Francisco for a couple of years, had a cup of coffee there. But this is, I mean, how things have changed and what you said going to break, where this the NFL said, we don't want any part of gambling. You're bad. You're evil. You know, the Musburgers had a vision here. It came to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And how you look, and it's DraftKings, it's FanDuel, and you're surrounded. You know, it's changed, and here we are, Radio Row,
and
it's all about sports betting and gambling now.
I put up one picture on Instagram for those of you listening on radio right now. It's Mitch Moss on Instagram, just to get a look at our set. And we'll put up more videos and pictures throughout our time here at the Super Bowl, the VSiN accounts, VSiN Live on Twitter and Instagram as well, to give you kind of an idea of what it's like. We have the best set at the entire Media Row, DraftKings. I'm not exaggerating. You should see the job they did with this set down here. If you could ever have a 10 out of a 10, you kind of need to pump our chest right now and tell you about how great this is. And the reason why it's such a big deal, again, if you go back 7, 8, 10, 15 years ago, for DraftKings and for a sports book to be here this week and to look like this, I would have laughed at you until the cows came home.
This was bigger than Papalia.
This is bigger than Leicester City.
Yeah, and because this was the two best examples are, I think you were going there. Sorry, but the two best examples were Tony Romo had a fantasy football convention and the league canceled it. See, you can't even have a we want nothing to do with the city.
Yeah.
And there was a hit show called Las Vegas that ran on NBC. They wouldn't even let NBC, when they had the game, couldn't even promote their own television show.
Yeah.
Because it was called Las Vegas.
If I recall correctly, that show aired Monday nights, and NBC could not promote the show during Sunday night football. They said, no, has the words Las Vegas in it, gambling bad, don't want it. So they had to push the show to Fridays, and nothing works on Fridays. So then the show didn't last any longer, and it went off the air. If I recall correctly, that was the timeline and how that the sequence there with the dates. But, I mean, think about this. The Romo thing, that was scheduled at a non-gaming casino. It wasn't even it was a convention center.
Right, right.
No,
it wasn't
gaming
at a casino. Right, right.
So that was supposed to be in July of 2015. The NFL put the kibosh on it in June of 2015. And so all these people, and this is when, you know, daily fantasy sports is, it still is, obviously, but it's massive, and these conventions were gigantic in Las Vegas, and people planning out their trips. We're going to go to Las Vegas. It's going to be amazing. Nope. A month out, they found out, can't go. Everything's been mixed.
How about that? Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then I'll go back even further.
Okay, right. Well, a lot of this is on Tagliabue.
He
was
big
really
time
in the dark ages.
Yeah. And so that's probably, like, I want to say 05, 06 territory, where the former mayor of Las Vegas, Oscar Goodman, he's a nut job in a great way. Love the guy. But he wanted to spend Las Vegas advertising dollars during the Super Bowl, and they told him no. Like, they couldn't even advertise the city. Like, come to Las Vegas, have a great time, whatever. No,
yeah,
don't want your money, whatever.
Right, we won't take it, yeah.
Then they shut down any viewing parties that were going to be in casinos or gaming areas in Las Vegas, where if your TV was above 55 inches, it was either you had to charge a bunch of money for it or you couldn't do it. It was basically, it was so ridiculous that casinos couldn't do it, right? And then, so we're there for the radio station I'm at, and boss, John Hansen, asked a great question about, like, turning down advertising dollars and where you're at with the state of Las Vegas. It goes back a long time. Tagliabue compared it to Prohibition. And he was completely lost with the comparison. We're like, oh, my God, did he really just say that? And we played that soundbite on the station for years to come. Like, so he went from comparing sports gambling to Prohibition. We don't want it. It's bad. Get away. Stay away.
Mm-hmm.
And now DraftKings today, we have the best set that I've ever seen. And I've been to, like, 11 of these.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable, the set they put up here.
Yes. A+. Things have changed.
If you told me during my time of covering these events, you know, 10, 11 years ago, that Las Vegas, first, the biggest one was Las Vegas getting a football team.
Well, about that, right.
I would have said, right, how much you want to bet, take all my money.
Yeah, right.
Because it's never going to happen.
Right, right.
And I'd be broke today.
Yeah.
There was no way, no how, Las Vegas could ever get a franchise.
You nailed it. Forget about one thing. Look, you have the league embracing gambling, but then we get an actual team. and then we get the Super Bowl next year.
I remember.
That's nuts.
My reaction live on the air when it was like a 31-1 vote, I believe, when it came down. I knew it was going to happen, but when it came to fruition, I was stunned. Like, I cannot believe that we're actually at this point. Las Vegas is going to get a football team.
Yep. Yep. Shocking. It's incredible. Everything's changed.
Yep.
How about you, college basketball? You know, we're getting a Final Four now. I mean, and see, Tua, you're the devil. No way.
Oh,
we want nothing to do with
the
that.
The NCAA's worse than all,
right?
Any of them, yeah.
Oh, God.
But so we have and to think about, the draft was here last year. Remember, Rich Eisen came on NFL Network last year, or his show. Rich Eisen said they should just have the draft in Las Vegas every single year. That was after the NFL Network was poo-pooing.
Yeah.
Las Vegas for a long time. But regardless, if the Super Bowl goes, doesn't it feel like it's almost too big next year? You're going to combine Las Vegas and the Super Bowl?
It's going to be like a Hangover Real Life, the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it was based on a true story. The guy was in a gentleman's club, and he has no recollection of what happened. I mean, that's going to be a lot of people.
Oh,
it's going to be madness. It's going to be absolute madness next year.
Oh,
God. Can't imagine what the rooms are going to go for, and it's going to be a
phenomenal point.
2-week party as well. Yo, how about the cabanas at Stadium Swim at Zirka? Can you imagine?
Can you book them right now? We got to get Mike Palm on and talk about that.
What are those going for? He was out here. I think we missed him by a day. Saw Mike Roman around. He was on.
Yeah, that's right. He was here all day yesterday.
Just the week before.
Yeah.
What those are going to go in.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's here.
Great
Everyone's going to be in town.
In other spots throughout the – and so – by the way, Paul, eventually Las Vegas will be part of the rotation, whatever that is, how many ever cities that is for the Super Bowl. Again, dream world. Never thought that would be possible. And it advanced quickly, by the way. The kibosh on the Romo event, well, again, was 2015.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So at least they're more obviously open to it now, and it makes so much sense that we're here as opposed to what it was like back in the early to mid, aughts. 2000 time. Up next, we'll recap some of the betting stuff that took place last night. LeBron's big night chasing Kareem, how it went down. Was he actually going to go to the Skyhook? And some sportsbooks were offering that. So it was really a fun night betting-wise. That's coming up here live in Phoenix from Media Row.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.